Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Thank you for joining the Brothers Podcast on this wonderful Tuesday. I hope that you had a great weekend, a great Monday, and now an awesome Tuesday. I'm using a lot of adjectives today because I just like to use adjectives. Thank you so much for joining us today for the Brothers Podcast. I am Mo, or Mar, as Dre likes to call me, and I am excited to be with you all the way from Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland. And y'all know Dre likes to say, boy, you got to be more careful. I'm your host. I am excited for tonight's topic. I'm excited to share with you my thoughts, my feelings. And I hope you all call in tonight to kind of, you know, help us kind of delve into a little bit more about our topic for tonight. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for joining us every week, every Tuesday. If you're not live, you're listening in to us through Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcast. You're joining us, you're listening in. We've got some wonderful feedback. We've got some wonderful things to work on and improve on, but we're excited and we love doing this every week for you all. We enjoy having you be a part of the Brothers Podcast. I don't know where my host is for tonight. I don't know where he is, but I'm hoping he joins us very, 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 very soon. Starting next week will be our season finale. Our season finale for season two. We've given you 26 episodes. 26 episodes, and we are excited for all 26. We've seen how much we've grown. We see how much growth has happened, and we're just excited that you have been joining us for these two seasons of the Brothers Podcast. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But we're excited about season three. We're going to bring you some hot topics. We're going to bring you some hot conversations. We're going to have some special guests arrive and have special guests with us to join in for our Brothers Podcast. We are excited for season three. And again, if you have topics or if you have things that you would like, you can go to our Facebook like page, which is The Brothers Podcast. Or you can join us, or you can individually reach out to us on our Facebook pages and just join in. I see my brother has joined us on tonight. You there, Dre?
I am in the building. So listen, like when I don't log in as like a host, I get lost. So I got lost. I ain't gonna hold you. I was just like, okay, I'm not familiar with this because I'm used to logging in, and this is why. I hope they're listening. Blog Talk, this is the issue I have with you, because when there are shows that have more than one host, every host needs to be able to dial in, not the bull crap y'all be pulling on the slide of, you know, only one host can start the show. I'm not trying to start the show. I'm trying to call the hell in. I mean, you got to let me dial in. So to go around this whole situation, to get this thing up and running, I got a problem with y'all Blog Talk. Just want y'all to know this is how niggas find other places to host their show.
Okay.
I think y'all should know that. Y'all already charge for $40 a month, baby. This should be top tier services.
Top tier.
I should be getting iHeart services or Radio One services, and y'all got me feeling like I'm dialing into to Temu.
All right, yeah. Temu. You know, I actually bought two shirts from Temu, and they don't fit.
Oh, yeah. That's it. You got to go aside.
I'm confused as how you can give me extra large, and they still don't fit.
It's extra large. It's not extra large in United States. It's extra large in Japan. Yeah, so in the United States, your ass got a large.
Right. I feel like it's telling me I'm fat and I need to lose weight, but I couldn't even button the shirts up. So they're just sitting in my drawer. Nice shirt. So that means to tell me that I can't fit Temu shirt until I lose about 100 or between 100 and 80 to 100 pounds.
You gotta order them in 4X and just rip the tag out. That's all.
I can't. Because maybe the 4X will fit like an extra large.
So if it's a China made shirt, the 4X will fit like a 2X. Mm-hmm.
Yep. See?
Yep.
Boy. So, Timu, those of you that are challenged around the midsection, get a 4XL, okay, and Timu. And if they don't have it, just don't get it.
No,
it'll have you walk around. It'll have you walk around looking like Mr. Brown. So let's get into our hot topic for today. So this was a hot topic for last week, and I clearly fumbled the bag with this one. So Bishop Noel Jones' wife apparently was attacked during service. Apparently a woman who suffers from mental illness attacked Lady Loretta Jones after service, hitting her in the face and knocking her, I don't say knocking her unconscious, but maybe it knocked her down. The woman was seen, there's a clip of the woman being led from the church in handcuffs, saying that Lady Jones had been harassing her and her daughter and gave her daughter cancer. And then she goes on Instagram and basically says that she found out, she says her name and that she was the woman that knocked out, she didn't say punch, she said I knocked her out, knocked out Lady Loretta Jones. Because she had been stalking me, and my daughter. All right. So you can obviously tell that this woman has mental illness. Because we all know that no one can give you cancer. I think the lady may have forgotten to take her medication if she's on it. I don't know Lady Loretta Jones. I don't know Bishop Noel Jones. But this sounds clearly like a case of mental illness at its highest concern. What are your thoughts?
I just want to know why. So everybody's upset because Bishop has not addressed the congregation, quote unquote, as of yet. A lot of people are upset because Bishop has not said anything, and there's not been what I feel is just church retaliation. But here's my thing. How, first of all, in a mega church, does the lady of the church get mixed in with the congregation? That's my first situation. Because there's order in church.
Right.
And especially in these bigger churches, because these bigger churches, they have a thing for order. And so that's my first issue, is how do we as a congregation or as a church and as a church with a full paid staff, how does the lady of the church get general admission seating? That's number one. My second issue is I really think we can't handle this any kind of way at this point. So I'm also waiting for Lady Jones to actually open up her mouth, because if I got hit to the point that I got knocked down, knocked out, or knocked around, you won't be able to make statements from the place you're going. And if you are able to make statements after they slap cuffs on you, there's going to be a louder statement made that don't say salvation. I feel that there's a lot that is not being said. I feel like there's a lot of protocol that has not been addressed. I feel like there's protocol that might have been established that has been ignored. Because we all know that there are a lot of situations where people have this thing to not follow order. So
while you were talking, I found something, as much as I could find. So apparently when she was knocked unconscious, she was transported to an ambulance to the hospital. Y'all forgive me, I'm country. I say it. Let's say it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, so it said an eyewitness. It was crazy. There was a whole crowd of people near the altar, and I believe Bishop had gone to change his clothes, and I couldn't make out what the woman was hollering and yelling as she hit the first lady. Some of the members appeared to be shocked, and then you saw a surge of people, and people shouting, no, 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 as security then grabbed the woman and took her into custody. So I agree with you. It's like, where was she seated? Why was she not maybe seated up on the pulpit with him? Had this been at Greater Mount Calvary in D.C., this would have been a whole other story. I know personally, I went to the church I used to attend. First Lady never sat on the floor on the first row. She always sat, and this is First Lady Copeland, she always sat on the pulpit because she was she's a licensed minister. She's ordained elder. So she never sat on the floor with everyone else. So again, I'm like you, why wasn't there more security around Lady Loretta? And why wasn't it, you know, for this person to attack her so quickly? It just seems to, things don't seem to be in line. And it just seems like it wasn't, I get it, you weren't expecting it to happen, but this is a huge mega church, and we know people coming in and out of it. So I'm just surprised that no one was able to see what was going on and catch in time, because the woman knocked her unconscious.
Right. Yeah. I just believe somebody dropped the ball. A lot of people, I don't understand how Bishop Jones ain't doing this, or I don't understand how Bishop Jones allowed somebody to come. No. Bishop was in position. He was changing. He did his part. Lady should have followed the spirit. All I'm saying is when Bishop Jakes walks to the back, Lady Jakes is behind Bishop. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. When West Angeles Church of God in Christ, Bishop Blake walks to the back, Lady behind
Lady May is with him.
And that's
what I'm saying. Like, I've been in churches that had a first lady, and I never see the first lady leave the pastor's side. Again, like I said, with First Lady Copeland, she always sat up in the pulpit with Bishop. Even when they did some rearranging of the ministry, she has his chairs on the left, hers is on the right. So she's up there with him. She's never by herself. She has people attending to her. So, and they may be like a few steps behind, but they always got eyes on her. You know what I'm saying? So what do, I'm interested in seeing what protocols and what things they'll put in place to stop this from possibly happening again. Because, again, Stevie, because, people, if you can obviously tell the The woman's mentally ill. The woman with her is mentally ill.
Yeah. I mean, the thoughts in my head was like, she might need a drum shield. But.
And she might need to be strapped. And she got knocked out. How about that?
Yeah.
She might need to be strapped. Okay. But I'm thinking now. Yeah. And I think from now on, they may even move her seat. You know, where was she sitting? You know, where was she sitting where the woman was able to get her? The people at the altar. So was Lady Jones on the, you know, at the altar? Maybe she was ministering to people. And it could be she was maybe ministering to people. We don't know. She could have been ministering to people. I don't know. I don't know what she was like on. She was on the Preachers of L.A., right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know
never ministered to people? Like, when she was on Preachers of L.A., a lot of her issues on that show was that she was very against the protocols of the church.
Oh, wow.
If that has not changed, then now we understand a lot of the issue. Because let's be real. You know, if you're, you know, I would not be that type of first lady. I would not be that type of first lady, baby. Now you understand why first ladies have their own adjutants and they have their own security team and they have, especially in mega churches, you are not different than anyone else. You can get knocked out too. Sometimes. And I was just saying this to my neighbor. Sometimes we have to stop being so independent that we become worldly stupid.
Right.
Like, it's cool to make a statement. It's cool sometimes to be, but a lot of the issues that was on when she was on the show, a lot of the issues while they were dating, part of their 37,000 year history of dating, part of the issues.
Hey.
Part of the issues of the show was, hell, that man dated that woman from the time Jesus served the Last Supper to the time they came back to marry Mary for the third time. Like, part of the issues with her on that show was that she wasn't received well because she was stubborn. Now, she called it being independent.
Right, and that may have, but see, and that may have been her downfall with this situation, being independent. And there's nothing wrong with being an independent woman at all. We're not saying that, but you are now in a different position. You are the bishop's wife. Women are probably jealous of you as it is. Women are probably envying you, and we, as much as we. I think we talked about church celebrity. I think I said something about church celebrity one time. Is that as much as we don't want to say it, they really exist. But the flip side to that is this: is that there are people who don't like you and want to see you fail. But this woman, we know, is a mental illness because she's saying that Lady Loretta stalked her and her daughter, and then she's saying being put like taken out of the church. She gave my daughter cancer.
All I'm going to say is you a bad chick if you gave somebody cancer. You be bad.
Exactly.
Her. I didn't even know cancer was transferable like that. Yeah, like, was she
okay?
She must have, it might have been, she might have prayed for this woman's daughter and said, Lord, if it's thy will, and because it wasn't his will, it's her fault.
Right. But she could have also been one of those women that was, you know, probably thinking to herself, oh, Bishop going to marry me. Bishop want to be with me.
That's true. But if that's the case, then my other issue is, Bishop, you've got married now. It's time to call that church meeting together and tell them, tell your second and third and fourth choices. You know, thanks for coming. God bless. Good night. You might want to put your resignation in. I mean, let's be real. You're a very notorious preacher. A lot of women who come to your church come to your church because they thought they had a chance of being first lady, and you went and got, you know, what they would probably call this floozy, and made her first lady, but you ain't never told these women to stop cooking dinner for you.
Right.
So yeah.
I want to see the outcome of what's gonna happen.
I think the outcome has already happened, personally.
Yeah, hopefully they're putting things in place to protect her.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Protect
this. I know they're under hurricane watch still in California, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be protected. Sit where you're supposed to sit this time. When we move Bishop to the back, you move with us. Stop trying to be nosy to see what's going on at the altar.
All right, man.
We have
in other news.
Yeah, there's a person. There's a man suspected of killing a California shop owner for hanging a pride flag at her store. Apparently, he had an issue of sharing anti-LGBTQ plus content on his social media accounts and yelled many homophobic slurs before the shooting. Police said on Monday that Travis, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his, Ikeguchi, 27-year-old, killed Laura Carlton, 66 years old, outside of her Magpie, outside Magpie, which is her clothing store, in Cedar Glen, California. She died in he died in a lethal forced encounter with the deputies about a mile away from the store. But they said that he frequently wrote a lot of hateful posts on his Twitter account. And, on his X account and on his Gab account, whatever that is. And so apparently he has an issue with the LGBTQ plus population, LGBTQIA plus community. I don't understand why we're still investigating. This man was dead. But they are investigating this as a hate crime. My motto is, if for some reason it becomes a hate crime, who do we charge? He's dead. So I think, to me, social media needs a best. I don't understand how I can be blocked or I can be put in Facebook jail for saying I'm going to punch you in your throat.
Right.
But
flag.
Right, I could be flagged, right. But folk who have extreme hate in their system can't be flagged or blocked off of a page.
Right. So here's my question. Was the woman an ally or was she LGBT? Was she LGBT? I can't ever say the rest of that.
She was an ally.
Plus. She was an ally.
She was not LGBTQIA herself, but she was just an ally. But there's been a lot of incidents. New York City, they have people burning pride flags. Arizona, just last June, had a pride flag hanging outside the city hall, and it was taken down and burned. Brooklyn, they had O'Shea, you know, O'Shea was killed in Brooklyn for just dancing to Beyonce.
Right.
You know, like, how much more? And I'm not saying, like, everybody has to be okay with the gay community. What I'm saying to you is, people might not be okay with you. Like, to others, you may be ugly as hell. But you don't see them coming to your mama house burning your birth certificate.
Right.
You know, like, let's, I mean, you know, like, let's just be real. I mean, like, you know, like, Let's stop taking our ignorance out in this world because we ain't worth a dime. Like, you know, like just because you should have been swallowed don't mean you got to make everybody else's life miserable. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Just because you don't agree with something, you do not have to take people's lives. It's crazy the amount of taking someone's life because you don't agree with their view or you don't agree with their choices. It's saddening that people feel like they have to take matters like that into their own hands. Like, you killed this woman because she was an ally, because you didn't agree with what she stood for. The amount of issues that we take with that and the amount of people that are dying daily because they stood up for something. They were allies for something. They were allies and then were murdered. Just like during the Civil Rights Movement, white people were murdered for supporting black people. The amount of craziness with this, it's just crazy. Like, we feel like we can play God and take people's lives and we can just do what we want to do because we don't agree with something. If you don't agree, you can voice your opinion and move on. You don't have to kill people. You don't have to take people's lives. That has got to stop. It's terrible. Like, and then you're going to end up in jail or deceased because you decided that someone's life was worth taking instead of allowing the person to live. You don't have to agree with what a person supports, but you don't have to kill someone either. And this, it has to stop. We have to do something, because if not, people are going to continually be murdered for being allies and helping. And it's just sad.
That part.
Now, this might make y'all a little upset. I'm going to pre-warn our listeners tonight. This is a very disturbing story. When I read it, it disturbed the hell out of me. A Wisconsin woman had sex with an 8th-grade student and bought him a gun. His teacher. He's 13.
Mm-hmm.
And she's having sex with him. She has sex with him in her car. She buys him a gun, a Gen 5 Glock 19, with an iPhone. What else did she buy him? It was something else she bought him.
Wasn't it a video game?
A video game. Like, what's going through this woman's mind? This is a 13-year-old boy.
What's going on through her mind? He got some good D.
And they exchanged pictures, and
this has been going on for years, though. Like, can we just throw this, like...
It has been going on for years.
It's been going on for years. Here's my issue with it. This is a child. You know, if that's how you feel, you won't have to wait till his 18th birthday. I mean, it's Wisconsin, so, you know, hell, they probably used to, you know, in Wisconsin, they probably sleep with cousins. But he's a child.
That's
number one. He's definitely, I won't call him a baby because he's a child. And you have opened the Pandora's box.
Yep.
Now, can I say what bothered me about the article, besides the fact that she bought him a gun? Now, that part bothered me, but what bothered me about the article was whatever adult found out about it.
His mother. He told his mother.
So he told his mother?
Mm-hmm. It says that
He told his mom, or his mom read his messages and found out.
I think the mother found out. On July 26th, the mother of the 8th grade student reported around there, police that her son had taken a relative's car and maybe staying at the residence of his teacher. So apparently, to hear this, sounds like there may have been, the boy may have been, had been a behavior issue, maybe having some issues with defiance, because he's 13, y'all. He took a relative's car and went to the teacher's house.
Okay. So
she said she found text messages and explicit pictures on her son's phone.
So now it makes sense. So I got this off with you because you read my phone. You read my messages in my phone, and that was my privacy that you invaded. And as a child, I do what kids do. I ran away. I ain't got to stay here. I stay at my boo's house. You just mad because she doing more for me than you can do. Mother got upset. She called the popo hoes. The popo hoes went to the teacher's house, and lo and behold, they was laid up playing H-Town.
Yeah, it's saying that he had been making poor choices, and he had the gun, and when they went through his phone, that's when they found the text. The woman said that the teacher said she loved him unconditionally. So it sounds like he was not getting attention. And I'm not making excuses for this. Hear me very clearly. I'm a teacher. I don't look at my students in any inappropriate way because I don't have children. So to me, they're like my children. And they treat me as if they treat me with respect. And I would never do anything to harm them. But this teacher sounds like she has some issues, and this boy got some issues.
The issues were she went to their classroom and said, I'm going to be these kids' friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say how I know it to be true based off of things that I personally have witnessed with teachers and students. Teachers have an issue sometimes of being a person of authority where I can be their teacher and feel in order to be your teacher, I have to first be your friend. Teachers aren't trying to be role models anymore.
Right.
You know, when I came up, teachers were supposed to be role. Now, we had some people
role
in our high school. Yeah, we had some high school teachers that was banging some of the students when I was in high school.
And I'm quite sure I had some teachers doing the same thing. I ain't going to say Salisbury was in blame.
Oh hell yeah! I know. Salisbury had teachers banging students. They only had nothing but two railroad tracks in the cornfield.
Why that? We have more than that. Salisbury is considered the gateway of the Eastern Shore.
Of what, the country?
No, it is. It's considered the gateway because it is the largest. It is the largest city, I believe, on the Eastern Shore. Maryland is Salisbury.
That's the largest city on the Eastern Shore. That explains.
I mean, yeah, it is.
That explains why you can get through the whole shore in less than 6.5 minutes.
What you're not going to do is, look, don't try. the Purdue chicken plant is in Salisbury.
This is something that really happens in a lot of smaller towns.
It's the capital of the Eastern Shore.
I'm not going to say it don't happen in big cities, but it does happen a lot more frequently in smaller towns.
Mm-hmm.
I think you ain't school to do your job. Come on, teachers.
Excuse me. And if you don't want to do it,
and if you look at the way she dressed, because wasn't the picture they posted, wasn't that her at work?
If I'm not mistaken.
With her sitting on top of the desk with the selfie?
Yes, she was at work.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. I blame the
person. You can tell. But see, the thing is, she worked at a private school,
Don't private schools got dress codes?
Some do and some don't. Some do, some don't. Some have dress codes, some don't have dress codes.
They sure don't make private school like they used to.
When I worked at a private school, we had a dress code, and we were supposed to be professionally dressed. We couldn't, because, well, now I say it like that. When I first got there, we could wear jeans. We could wear anything we wanted. But when Dr. Shoba arrived, that all changed. We had to be more casually dressed. We could wear jeans on Fridays with a school shirt. She wasn't playing that. We had to look presentable. So it kind of changed. I work in public school, and we can basically wear what we want. I'm being honest. It is in our contract that we can wear what we want to wear.
I wear what I want to wear to work too, so I definitely understand that. Thank the Lord for this public school. Only because I'm in elementary, and I feel like I'm not running around no elementary school. Like there are things I think that some of the high school staff wears that it concerns me greatly. Especially when you're a female teacher in high school and your clothes are too tight, or your breasts are poking out, or some of your stuff is cut kind of low because I feel like you're purposely enticing kids.
A very same conversation with a coworker today after school.
Yeah, there is a professionalism a professionalism with education, especially. I'm not saying that you got to walk around looking like a missionary, but have some decency. If I ran a business and I had a business meeting, would I want the people coming to my business meeting see me like this? You know, that's the way I look at things. Like even in elementary and middle schools nowadays, like I know a couple people who their butts are big and, but the pants they wear are too tight, and the kids that come to middle school can't focus on the board because they're too busy focusing on your ass. I'm gonna need you to get that together. Like, I understand you got a big butt, and I understand that you worked a lot of squats to make your butt look the way it looks, but I'm gonna need you to realize that you come today to teach young people, and how can you say that the kids have a level of disrespect if you keep coming in looking like the thot from around the way? Like, let's just call it what it is. Nowadays, kids are bold. If you look like a thot, guess what? They're going to treat you just like you look.
And they're going to comment, and they're going to say something about it. But when a teacher knowingly has sex, goes after a student, is oh my God. And, our profession is already stressful as it is.
Right.
To have teachers do these inappropriate things with kids, in my school district last year, a teacher sent out these dick pics in a message to the entire school, and he was messing. He was doing something else. He was sending out a message, but if you look at the bottom of it, you can see the front. It was the front of his camera. It was the front of his phone, and it was like at the bottom of it though was like his camera roll, and you can see the pictures at the bottom, and it was his dick. So I'm excuse me for those saved his penis. was showing like, and was like, he intentionally took these pictures. I think he may have been, sexting with someone, and he took these pictures because you can tell he intentionally took the pictures. And it was embarrassing because then he ended up being on TikTok, and the kids was at the school like, ooh, and they were like screaming his name. I felt bad for him. I felt like it was so embarrassing. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if they put him on admin leave. I don't know what the next outcome was. Did they fire him? It was an accident. It wasn't like he intentionally sent his penis out to the whole school. Yeah, old school. It was an accident. But there's repercussions for these things. And when you
ask the children how many minded that how many of them had an issue that his picture leaked.
I don't want to know because I'm saying one at my school, I'll say that one at Duval. My concern is that these teachers are taking advantage of these students. I mean, I care because I care about Pete. Like, his was an accident. Hers was intentional. She slept with this child. She had sex with this child when he was 13. Now, he's 14 now. When he was 13, she intentionally had sex with him. She intentionally brought him this gun. She did these things intentionally. Now, for the rest of it, she was looking at 43 years in jail. And now, and for the rest of her life, having to register as a sex offender. Is it really worth it?
She said, she felt bad, but what happens is what happens. She was ready for it.
Right. People, let's use our brains. I don't have any more hot topics. You got another one?
Yep. Raven Simone called Whoopi a lesbian.
Yes. You know, Whoopi, you give me stud tea.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Whoopi is asked this question often.
My issue is this. Raven, I know you've grown. But respect your legend.
They weren't on The View together.
And I get that, but respect your legends.
I don't think Whoopi took it personally. I don't think Whoopi took it personally or was upset. She actually, the clip that I saw from, she actually laughed. Whoopi actually laughed.
Right.
It says, I get that all the time. I get what you're saying. Yes, definitely respect your legend. Definitely. But
right.
I don't think Whoopi took
offense
to it.
What I mean by that is don't do things. If you look at the things that Raven has been doing as of recently, if you know, back in these last 1 to 2 to 3 years, a lot of things you're doing is to gain notoriety because you've fallen off. Don't dissect a legend. You know, and the reason I say it like that is because she's reminding me a lot of, like, the Keke Palmers of today and the Zeus TV of today. The things I'm doing because it gets a chuckle. It gets people to say, it makes people look at me. Comments will kill your career. It's almost as fast as action. And so we have to be mindful. And anybody who should know not to be around bad press, somebody who hangs with Jesse Smollett should know these type things. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I understand. I do understand what you're saying. But I'm going to say this. I really think Keke hit something on the head when she said Claire was up to these.
But she said she didn't like Claire because I don't think Claire was uppity. I personally feel like Claire understood what she battled to get to where she was. And there's a difference.
And that show was, and when you look at the Cosby Show, like, I would say the Cosby Show was very progressive for its time because a lot of kids who grew up during that time didn't have a two-parent home.
Right.
They didn't
and
have
that was part of the reason
mom
she didn't like the show.
In the house.
It was because it was two parents in the house, and Claire was successful, and she had a problem with the way Claire carried herself because of her success. Baby, when you are successful and you know who you are,
you're
going to
carry yourself definitely
yourself.
Different.
You're
yep.
not unsure.
You're definitely going to. Yep.
You wouldn't find Claire making the bogus ass video because her baby daddy checked her publicly for going to an Usher concert with her ass out and you're a new mother. You're not gonna find Claire being reckless with the wretched.
And Claire wasn't. And Claire may have done that when she was a teenager, but definitely not as an adult. She's not gonna do that. Because and she's
Claire
an established
understood.
She was a successful lawyer.
I established myself exactly.
Lawyer. Yep.
I'm not trying to
and I don't
not
ever
only did she establish
them.
Herself, but the thing I love about Claire is she established herself in like even like the original Vivian Banks. I never had to blend in with somebody
Ooh,
to
yes.
remain established. That's the thing I love about
I
Claire.
I love Aunt Viv and
Claire
I
Claire never had to blend. Claire set
blend.
Boundaries.
Yep.
My favorite episode was when she was on the white TV show and they got pissed off because she understood what she was talking about. I don't have to blend in. I don't have to lower my standards. I don't have to forget who
I
am.
I
don't have to coincide with you. All I have to do is remember what I overcame and what accomplishments I've made. Come on, Kiki, get your life together. Your baby going to turn 21 years from now and go on the internet and research his mama. And what's going to pop up on the Google is my mama and daddy stopped dating because she was out here dressed like a thot.
Speaking of thoughts.
you seen YT?
No, I didn't. Speaking of thought, it came across on Facebook, and then I'm going to get into the show. Back in
the
day, I'm taught tonight's topic. Shut your mouth. What were people called? Before there were thoughts, what were they called? Some interesting ones came up. So there was hussy.
Oh, that was a term for thought?
Yeah, hussy. Slut. Of course, you know, slut.
Slut yeah.
One of my
slut.
Favorites that I like to say is fast. My grandmother, my mom's mother, used to say fast. You girl, get in here because you're being fast. Then you said hootie.
You would like that old-ass term, wouldn't you?
Yes. I actually like hussy, too. I like hussy.
Yo, hussy was my
or as black people say, hussy. They put
hussy,
V's in
yes.
You hussy.
Yes. You hussy.
They don't say hussy. The word actually is hussy.
But that's too close to that nasty ass deodorant. Hello. Okay, so he then disconnected by accident. Let me hell. All right, crew, my bad. We had a little technical difficulty, but we're back in. I did not know hussy was a term for slut, though. That just really blessed my whole soul. Oh, my God. Why are we waiting on my brother to get back in here? Did y'all know that out there? If y'all knew that, call in and let us know y'all knew that. 319-527-6083. 319-527-6083. What's your favorite term from back in the day for slut? Hit us up on our Facebook page, The Brothers Podcast, or our Instagram, The Brothers Podcast Media. Let us know what your favorite term, your old term for the word slut is. I didn't know hussy was a term for slut. I'm used to
yes,
smut.
Yes, hussy. Hussy. You got to say hussy. I apologize, you all. My phone fell, dropped on the floor.
You talked about it, you did.
Yeah. Yes, Hussy was. Tramp. You tramp.
That was another favorite. I called a teacher a tramp when I was fourth grade.
And you got in trouble. And you got in trouble then.
All that was what my grandfather asked was, what were you doing that made him feel like the need to call you a tramp?
Oh, my God.
Eggie said, oh, he's not going to just call you a tramp. So what were you doing that made him feel the need to call you a tramp?
Oh, you bet, right.
Or what came out of your mouth first?
And I bet she was like, I never.
She would never talk to Eggie like that because she might have got choked.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, many things I allow you to do. Talk to my granddad any kind of way ain't one of them. So at the end of it, what came out was that she called us incompetent, and I said that your mother's incompetent, you tramp. And what pissed her off was she didn't think I knew what incompetent meant. I was a geek when I was little. I had nothing else to do but read a dictionary.
And it's sad that teachers feel the need to the little kids like that and tell them you're incompetent.
Sit down.
I'm in fourth grade. What are your expectations? We're going to talk about that in season 2. We're going to talk about
that. And we had just came back in from recess.
Oh, wow.
So we were all amped up. And she was yelling at the kids as a whole. Sit down. Don't you kids pay attention? You kids are incompetent. And I said, excuse me, bitch, your mother's incompetent. And so I looked at my boy and said, this tramp then lost her mind.
And let me get some cards around.
I was a fan of the dictionary growing up. Y'all don't judge me. Judge your mother.
No, I listen. Growing up, I used to read a lot.
You may be listening and say a dictionary. I was a fan.
It's okay to broaden your vocabulary. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I tell you what, being a fan of the dictionary allowed me to know that she was trying to call me slow.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So I said, that's what we're doing. And it's crazy because the kids in the school knew I knew what she was saying because when she said it, them bastards all looked at me. I had to think about that for a moment. They set me up.
Uh-huh.
Like, they gasped.
At least one of them.
Like, they were offended. And they all looked at me. You know, wait till I see y'all little heathens.
Y'all hear that? He's going to get y'all at class reunion.
Let me smooth up.
At y'all class reunion, he's going to get y'all. He's going to remind y'all, okay?
So y'all bastard set me up. That was cute.
All
I ain't
right.
even there. Yeah, that was hilarious. I had to think about that.
You can't be.
No, because, I mean, at the end of the day, the principal even was like, so you knew what a competent meant?
Yes. And see, they don't understand that.
Just because I'm from the hood, doesn't mean I'm stupid.
Right. I know something.
I might have came from a statistical situation, but I ain't never been a statistic. Now preach.
Oh, now you want to preach? You feel the preach now?
No, I'm just saying that will preach. Okay. Give me the applause. It's okay.
Yes.
That was cute. That was the shade. Jesus, the shade.
Oh, that was not. Please don't think that was shade. That was not y'all. That was not trying to shade.
Don't let him fool y'all. That was shade.
It was not. It was not shade. Trust me.
You lucky. I don't have a yawn downloaded on this in this studio. I'll wait till you be like, now for our topic tonight.
Okay. I see now. Said the blind man.
All right, okay. Come on, you fast tail rabbit. Let's go. What were you talking about today?
You know.
Now that school started, you want to be rushing us off the show.
I'm not trying to rush us off the show. I'm also, you know, thinking about tonight's topic because tonight's topic is very near and dear to some of our hearts. Some of us have experienced being betrayed, whether it was by a loved one, when I say loved one, that meant family member, or betrayed by your boo, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your friends, being betrayed by your friends, you know, or being betrayed by people that are in your inner circle, like, you know, Judas betrayed him. Judas was like the treasurer, was one of his disciples, his disciplines, as Matthias said. And he was betrayed. Many of us have experienced that. But the thing that we fail to do is overcome it. It's often hard to deal with when you have been betrayed, especially in relationships. And that could mean romantic and platonic. Relationships are difficult. Now, if it's just someone you always knew was not your best and they would do something like that, you're not going to be really mad at them. You're going to be mad at yourself more than anything. And we got to deal with that too, because to be honest with you, that plays on us as well. You knew the person outrightly was going to betray you. You knew that's what they do, and you still let them close to you, or you still let them be your friend. And so when dealing with betrayal, how do we really overcome it? How do we really begin the steps, the process to walk towards overcoming it and being okay with being back in relationship without feeling like I can't trust nobody? So I want to get Dre's thought on this topic, because first of all, my first question is, have you ever been betrayed?
I preach in the black church. That's all I'm saying.
Well, what is true? What is true? That's true.
So,
that's
the preacher of black church.
Yeah, that's true, darling. That's true. True.
I mean, you know, friendship wise, also, absolutely. I do. I have been betrayed, friendship wise. And it ain't something that I was fond over. It kind of pissed me off. One of the biggest people that I think, I gave a lot of my childhood life to, or not even childhood, but young adult life to, working on their case to, get them exonerated, and released, turned around and betrayed and lied and said that, I ruined his marriage and, that I owed him money when I never borrowed money from him. So he got out and he got a car, and I told him to get full coverage because I knew he was dumb too. After he got license, he got a car. I told him to get full coverage. He didn't get full coverage. Well, he got full coverage to get the car for a lot. And then illegally, he switched it from full coverage to liability insurance. Never said anything to me about nothing like that, because anybody knows me knows if I borrow your car and you don't have full coverage, I don't borrow your car. I'll take an Uber first. At that time, I would catch the bus before I borrowed somebody's car who didn't have full coverage. The devil's a liar. Anywho, the keys dropped in the grocery store, and someone picked his keys up, stole the car, and the car was crashed. Now, anybody with common sense and full coverage would have had a new car right off the dealer lot. the dealer had a whole nother car picked out for him until the dealer found out that he dropped the full coverage and switched to liability insurance. When you switch to liability insurance on a car that you still are paying payments on, you voided your contract for the car. So they told him, you know, there's nothing we can do. He started his rumors. I didn't knock him out. He came to me years down the line and was like, you know, I'm getting married and I really would appreciate if you do our counseling and yada, yada, yada. So we did that, not knowing he's talking shit about me the whole time. And then the marriage don't work out because he was caught at Druid Park giving hit 3 o'clock in the morning. And then also caught banging a young boy in the house while the spouse slept. And so then it becomes, you know, because the question was asked, what should I do? I said, do what your heart desires. The spouse divorced. So then it became, I ruined the marriage. That's when I finally decided to just say, you know, I'm done with this whole situation. For a number of reasons. Number one, I felt like you were entitled. You know, you were looking at damn near life in prison. And I did a lot of behind the scenes work to get you before a board to get you even released early. And I mean hella early. You're entitled. You feel entitled, like you really accomplished something in life. I never needed, you know, and I'm a person, like anybody who knows me knows I've had a car since ever. And if I didn't have a car, I had a way to get a car. So I definitely need your whip per se. I went grocery shopping literally to make sure that this fool had food in his house because the job wasn't paying him enough to have food in the house and to sustain his living. And so, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I just felt like it was a shame because it was like somebody that we grew up with. And you didn't hurt just me, but you also hurt my brother. And,
right.
And the reason I say that is because, and my son, you know, you came on to my brother, who was like your bestest friend. And, you know, and that hurt him because you asked him some, he's a whole straight man, and you asked him some off the wall shit. And then you got a picture of my child in your crib, like a shirtless picture of my child in your crib. But you're telling people that's my nephew. But then you come right behind that statement with something sexual.
Oh, wow.
And anybody who know my son mama is crazy. So nobody likes you, dog. Like, nobody. Then I had another friend who I helped who wrecked my whip. And, you know, wrecked it, didn't fix it properly, but then told and then portrayed me as the bad guy when I took my car back. Because I decided
But you were wrong.
Right. I was wrong. And told everybody some bogus shit. And then come to find out when we finally all had a powwow about this chick's drug problem, she portrayed everybody as a bad guy to each other to the point that we all hated each other.
Right, but people do that to deflect on their part, their wrong in the part. They're wrong and deflect to others because they don't want to take ownership for the part they played. And the unfortunate part about all of that is that people still people don't
tend to
get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they believe the person.
Yeah, because
like,
because the way they wrap it up in a bow and make it look good and make it look like, oh, I was the victim. And I'm not going to talk about my story because we've heard it.
Have we done?
But yeah. Yeah, because I think I talked about this already, about the member that was in my ministry betraying my trust, betraying me. So, we've heard that. But like you said,
remember,
but that was there.
Huh? Is this the member that you had used?
Yes. Like, how did... So, how did I use you when I would ask you things? I would ask you to do things. I wouldn't, and if you couldn't do it, I wouldn't. It didn't matter to me if you couldn't do it, and I didn't care. I'll find another way to do it. You know, so many people.
You didn't defend me.
God, you just like poking that bear. But my trust was betrayed because I felt like, you know, how is it that, again, okay, since you won't go there, I defended you, but I left the whole fellowship. How's that work? Then you're going to tell everybody, I left them for, wait a minute, hold on, but you're going to tell everybody, well, that wasn't the reason why I left.
You left for that change.
What was the reason why I left? But you wasn't there when I had the conversation about me leaving the fellowship because I felt like you wouldn't be accepted because you said you didn't feel comfortable.
You didn't feel comfortable because you were trying to sleep with everybody in the damn fellowship. Because you know they wanted me too, right?
Oh, God, shut up.
Why you wanted your ugly ass?
So, but again, like, the issue is how do we as humans overcome being betrayed, especially when you've been cheated on, especially when you have been, and for some of us, you've been, for those of you listening, you may have been cheated on repeatedly. You may have been in a relationship where your spouse cheated and you found out they cheated with multiple people. That's feeling betrayed. That's feeling, how do you overcome that? How do you even come back from even feeling like you're enough? Because, again, I had to come to that realization, how do I overcome this? Like, how do I really, really say to myself, I want to get over what people have done to me, how they betrayed my trust, how they took advantage of me, how do I overcome all that? And so I don't have the answer. I'm going to tell you that right now. They say, I don't have the answer. You have the answer in you. But I can give you some tips. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. But this is how I overcame it. First of all, I overcame it by, first of all, surrounding myself with people I knew would have my back. Like Dre, I know has my back. I can honestly say if I need him for something, if I need, you know, which I don't ask him rarely, he knows if I'm asking him for something, I really truly need him. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I'm just not asking him and anybody tell you that.
Yeah.
So I surrounded myself with people who I know would tell me tell me the truth. Because I asked questions, was I a bad person in this situation? Was I a bad pastor? was I a bad friend? Was I not doing things that was uplifting? I was all that. I don't even know how to manipulate situations. So I don't even understand that.
I didn't say you manipulated. I said you manipulated it.
Oh God. So how that was one way, like surrounding myself with good friends, and then I took the blame off me. I stopped blaming myself for stuff that I had no control over. How someone feels, how someone does, what they do. Like, I can't control people's actions, to be honest with you. We can't control what people are going to do. Jesus couldn't control what you to be in.
And he
like,
knew
you can't control
Judas was going to betray him.
He knew. He knew Judas was going to betray him. Some of us, we don't know that they're going to betray you. Some of us, you know. You know they MO. You know they ain't always the nicest person. You've heard stories about them.
Yeah, yeah. I think what it is, too, is when it's somebody that's close to your heart, you don't believe the stories. You know what I mean? Like, that ex I would have never believed was a thought for real. So you see it for yourself. Then it's like, oh, shit, you really is a smut.
You have to see it for yourself. You have to see it for yourself. And then when you really see it and really deal with it, then you start asking yourself, you start saying, okay, I just have to keep my eyes open in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think for some of the betrayal that I experienced, I really believe I saw it happening, but I think the thing that really kind of said, because I wasn't hurt by what the person said because I knew the truth. I was more frustrated. I was frustrated by what the person was saying because I knew what they were saying was their truth, but it was their truth, but they were trying to play the victim when they really were not the victim. They wasn't the victim. They were really the culprit of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to look at when people start playing the victim, when they betray you, they like to play the victim.
I was a controlling and bad boyfriend, and I was like, child, where? Controlling? What? Nigga?
Yeah, and people will make you look like you're the bad guy. Oh, he was controlling. Oh, he was. What was that? What was that?
Oh, God, what was that word? I was
exploiting them.
Exploiting. There it is. Yes.
I was exploiting them.
Yes, you was exploiting.
So I'm going to say this. How can you exploit someone or something if they're not giving anything? See, because when you exploit someone, they're really giving something to you. They're giving something out. They're giving you goods and services when you exploit someone. When the exploitation happens, there's something that they're putting out that you like and you want, but you're taking advantage of what they're putting out. In order for that to happen, they have to give something out. They have to. And I'm saying it as nicely as I possibly can say it. What
he's trying to say is, how am I exploiting you if I ain't getting nothing from you?
Right. And it seemed like their big issue was everybody was exploiting
you. Everybody else was getting from you, but I wasn't getting nothing from you.
Right. Right.
I don't understand how somebody exploiting something that was already designed to be an ocean. That's all I'm saying.
We're going to move on from that.
You can't exploit nothing deep and wide. That's all I'm saying. Y'all should know by now I'm the shady one of the crew.
So don't blame yourself when people start playing the victim. I think Dre gave a very good example of victim blame. Like, people really love being the victim. They love it. They love it.
Yeah.
If people can play the victim all the time.
Of how everybody's going to look at me, because the question that's going to ask is, how did you ruin the great thing? And it's, oh, no, let me tell you, I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do this. And I'm one of them people, let me tell you, I'm one of those dudes that don't always want you around me. So it's like, when is you going to go visit people? Like, don't you need to go visit some folk? I don't want to be around them people. But why do you need to be around me? Don't you need some friends? But I'm also a grower, and I think, and that's the other thing. I think a lot of people don't do well in nowadays, especially in relationships where growth is required. Where mm-hmm. if we've been together for over a year, every year that we've been together, it should look differently than the last.
Right.
If I'm dating you this year and I've been with you for 2 years, and we're still in the same spot we were in when we first got together, one of us, if not both of us, ain't hearing clear.
Right.
Because that's a big situation. And some people like to remain in cemeteries. I don't play with those things because that's how Legion comes. And you wonder why you walking around talking to the wall.
Right.
Like my cousin's ex, we was in the car going out to eat. And she was like, oh, yeah. He's like, you know, we're going to go get some cheesesteaks. And she's like, oh, yeah, you hungry? I can eat. Bitch, who was you talking to? I had to pull the car over because there was nobody in the seat but her. And my granddaddy used to tell me, you're not crazy if you talk to yourself. You're crazy when you answer yourself. She looked at herself in the mirror saying, you hungry? Oh, yeah, I can eat. Who the fuck is she talking to? Jesus. So, yeah, folk have to understand the concept of relationships and friendships. And in order to understand the relationships of the concept of either, you have to understand you. That's where a lot of the issue comes in. A lot of people aren't happy with themselves, so I'm going to make everybody else the bad guy. Like, I don't like...
I don't want to make everybody else miserable.
Yeah, like, I don't like a one-sided relationship. I don't like a thing where you feel like it's somebody's job to take care of you or somebody's job to grow with you when you haven't grown yourself.
But we're seeing that a lot. We're seeing this generation produce a lot of one-sided relationships. People want to be taken care of. I don't want to work. I don't want to be said. I want to be taken care of. I want to do this. I want to. Let me help you. It's nothing like having your own.
Or
it's nothing like having your own money.
I expect you to contribute. But, you know, like, we should have a house together, and with our income combined, we make a lot of money. You only make $30,000 a year. If I'm making $60,000 and you making $30,000, what the hell is equal about this?
Right.
Now, if you said, you know, I make $30,000 a year, so $30,000 of your money goes into a joint account with my money, now we even.
Right.
But I'm not going to put my whole $60,000 in. And with the 30 you make, you behind in 17 bills. Oh, baby, no, that's not how this works. You know, you done had 7 jobs and you can't keep none of them? No, no.
Wow, 7.
Yeah.
You can't even hold on to that 7?
You couldn't hold on to 1. I don't even need you to hold on to all 7. I just need you to keep 1.
That's what I'm saying. You can't even hold on to number 7. Like, you got...
Right.
Like, you have 6 other jobs. You got... Now this is 7th job that you're at and you're fired. Like, no.
And
you can't hold on to
that. Right.
Right.
And it ain't like you doing a lot of stuff. You just counting money.
Right. But we're seeing a lot of slowful behavior. And that's why many people are... afraid to date now because people say all the time, people are weird, people act funny, people just do things that is like, what? The dating pool, peeing it, y'all. It got pants. just got pay in it.
I mean, some things I question. Like, some things, I was reading a friend's Twitter today, and it was like, you know, so you pretty much advertised what you were looking for like 2.5 hours, and then a person shows up, and I don't know the whole demographics of what happened once they showed up, but it was like, don't come here telling me what you expect at my house. And then talking whatever that was said. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, were you not just seeming like you was just looking for a hookup for like the last 4 hours?
But that could have been it. And instead of saying that,
right. No, you know,
I'm looking for it.
Like, some of y'all need to change what you're looking for. Some of y'all been looking for the same thing for 6 months, and that's why you ain't got what you really want. You want a relationship, but you're looking for a hookup. Come on.
Now, how did we switch from betrayal to relationship?
That is betrayal, though. If you think about it,
betrayal of self.
Yes. Self-betrayal is the biggest killer in today's game. Absolutely.
Because you do set these expectations very, very high about what you want, and then lie and say,
I'm not going to get with nobody that's not like this. And I told myself I ain't going to settle for this no more. And I told myself I'm not going to let this nigga hit me no more. And you walking around with a black eye, a broken spirit, and a contrite heart.
Right. Because you went in, because you betrayed yourself by saying, by not being honest.
Yeah, without a dummy,
betrayal is not being honest in a situation and creating false narratives. When
I want real friends.
When you create false narratives,
go ahead.
I want real friends.
I want real friends, but as soon as your friend tell you something that you don't want to hear, they fake.
Then they fake.
I can't stand people like that.
I can't stand my friend's so fake. I told him but you just said you wanted real friends. So which one is it that you want? Do you want real friends? Do you want fake friends? Do you want people to tell you lies?
What you want to hear? I started asking that question. You want me to tell you what you need to hear, or you want me to tell you what you want to hear?
What I want to hear.
I wish somebody would tell me that one time. I want you to tell me what I want to hear. Then I'm going to tell you exactly what the hell you want to hear. But if you tell me, you know, well, what you thinking, you really want to know?
But I'm not like that. I can't do it. I tell people what I think they should hear. It gives me a trouble every time.
Listen, I'm going to do the
underdog. That's what got me. That's what got me in trouble the last time.
If it cuts you, it cuts you. If it cuts you deep, we may not be meant to be friends. That's my motto. And I'm still sitting here, but there's a way of saying things. What the hell does that mean?
Catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
I'd rather catch your ass with vinegar because then I know if you can really fly. Because the only way flies is coming near absolute vinegar is if it's apple cider in the vinegar, which means you got to attract them with something sweet for them to show up with something bitter. But if I smell the sweetness and hit the bitter, but I can still fly, baby, you're not ready for me. So I'd rather hit you with something sour to see if you really can stomach what I got to say. Then I can say, oh, yeah, you said you was looking for real friends. And you were telling the truth because I just told you something real and you handled it like a grain of salt. You all right with me?
Mm-hmm.
Don't portray yourself to be no thug and you really... Mm-mm. Okay. I said I was going to stop cussing this year.
A punk.
That ain't like the, quite the word I was going to use, but yeah. Listen, y'all gotta forgive me. And here's the crazy thing is I lead and I speak the same way I speak on here. So ain't no switch up in my game.
Yeah. He's not fake at all.
You're gonna get all of this with me. That's probably why it's hard for me to find members. Because I'm not but I tell you one thing, you're going to get the word and you're going to get the true word, and it's going to hurt going in, it's going to hurt coming out, but you're going to leave healed.
You're going to leave healed. Oh, I almost ran down the steps, but I forgot. I ain't got no shoes on.
Don't do that, because I don't need to fall down them damn steps, and then we got to go to the hospital.
Again.
Well, you didn't have to go to the hospital the first time.
No, I just slid.
Yeah, right. All right, but I'm going to need you to stop doing that, because if you hit your head, you're not getting back up. You're too old for all that.
You know what? I can't stand
it.
Yeah, stand, yeah.
You know, y'all old people got soft spots in y'all head that y'all can't hit.
What are we, baby? Oh,
well, you know, the crown of your head...
This has been the Brothers Podcast.
And then when you get old, it goes back to being soft like it was at birth. You didn't know that?
This has been the Brothers Podcast. We thank you for joining us tonight. I'm not paying Dre any attention. You know, your body does betray you, too.
Your body
will betray you.
What?
Your body will betray you, guys. Yes, talking about betrayal.
You got a head. Pisses you off every time. I look good in this shirt. You go to put them damn clothes on. You like, what the hell was
okay.
I going
through? Okay. It's a couple of things I put on. I'm like, I look nice, but then it's like, ooh, wait a minute. Hold on.
You ever looked at something and knew it would look good on you, and then when you get it, you want to smack it out somebody because they let you buy it?
I thought that shirt looked nice. Honey, that shirt looks a hot mess. All
right, man, listen. I got mine from Shein. The shorts fit perfectly. Them shirts, baby.
Yeah. These clothes are betraying us, for real.
These designers are betraying us by putting these niggas up in these clothes that look great, and they lie on their advertisement and say it's fitted to size. No, baby, it's not.
You order from Shein and it's betrayed to them.
Yeah, I order from Shein and I like it. Man, that pink is soft and I don't even fool with pink. I had to wear the shirt unbuttoned with a t-shirt underneath of it.
I can't. I had to wear the shirt unbuttoned. Couldn't button the shirt up.
My mama said, "Don't you button up that damn shirt. You put a t-shirt on and you just wear the shirt open." I had a beater on so I felt comfortable because I lost some weight. So I felt comfortable with just the beater on, but I was just sitting there like, why y'all got me at this orchard? We picking fruit in this little small-ass Hawaiian shirt. Like, listen.
I can't.
The amount of niggatry that I endured that day. Little Chinese kids about and pointing to my shirt. Ah, smack the shit out of you. Your cousins made this shit, didn't they?
Yeah, it was made in China, wasn't it? Yeah. And because we got to understand, European sizes are different for people of color, and you really have to be thin, really small to get into it.
Without going to jail for senior abuse for smacking my mama for letting me walk out the house with that shirt on. I would have.
Oh. That made it even worse.
She knew good and hell well that shirt looked like a medium on me.
Yep, see, you got betrayed by your clothes. Y'all think we're joking, even though we're making light of it and joking about it, but really, we're telling you the truth. Our bodies betray us at some point. Like,
yeah.
You really will experience betrayal in your body.
Sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from crying, because when you getting old, my granddad used to say, getting old is a bitch. He was absolutely right.
It is. It is. It is absolutely. He was absolutely right. I agree. Getting old is, getting older is woo. It's
depressing as hell.
It's not even a woo. It's not even a woo sigh. It's a woo.
No, it's just a I can't look good like the way I want to. It takes me forever to lose weight. I remember when I was younger and I could lose weight in 2 weeks. Now it's been two and a half years. I'm still big as a day on house. I'm like, go to the gym. The gym don't want to help you no more. You ask the membership what's going on. The membership say, nigga, you tell me.
Right. I can't for my gym membership.
See,
I had it and wasn't even using it.
I'm like, Lord have mercy. And that's my fear. Well, my fear is, so I have a fear of going to the gym by myself because of my heart condition.
Right.
So that's where my fear really lies. It's just, I feel like, oh my God, I don't want to be on the treadmill and I black out. Because who's going to be there to catch me?
That's understandable. That's real.
But then I'm scared to take certain people to the gym because I'm saying to myself, if you black out, these motherfuckers are going to have you on TikTok without, oh no. You know, so then that's my other issue. Like, you know, who the hell got to take to the gym with me? So, now I understand what escape meant when they said, who can I run to? Like, You just like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So you got to figure out which way to go with it. Y'all pray for me. I'm just trying to get it. I don't even want an Eddie Long body. I just want to be able to go to the beach and take my shirt off.
You said Eddie Long body?
I said I don't want an Eddie Long body. I just want to go to the beach and take off my shirt. You know, Eddie Long had that muscle body, like that real.
Before he died. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or when he got to the point, he always said, watch this. Yeah. You know, first when he said that, it was because he was out of breath. But then after he got older and he started saying, watch this, it was because he was flexing every time he moved and he wanted people to see, you know, he was flexing.
Right.
Because he wanted to say, you know, remember y'all niggas said, I'll never be able to do this? Watch this. You know, their Usher stole it. Watch this. You know, so, yeah. And I'm sorry to betray y'all too. Some of y'all walking around talking about y'all got that WAP and.
No, I can't. I'm not doing it.
No, your WAP don't stand for wet. It stands for wide.
Good night, y'all. We love y'all. We love y'all. I promise you, we love you. But this has been the Brothers Podcast. We thank y'all for joining us on tonight. This is our 26th show.
We'll see y'all season 3.
We gonna get back to this in season 3. So next week will be Dre's wonderful topic.
We'll see y'all season 3.
Well, we'll see you season 3. So we'll be back in
October.
We'll be back in October. We're coming back with some exciting shows, some ideas, some special guests, some fun topics. Some of our topics are going to be fun and exciting. Some of course, going to be serious. And, of course, you know, me and Dre, We crazy. But we like to have fun. We like to enjoy. And I hope that you guys have been enjoying this podcast. some wonderful feedback. So we know you've been enjoying it. We know you've been
absolutely. I'm sorry. I'm still on the wide. I'm sorry. That WAP hit different when it's wide, boy. That is, hello.
My lord. Anywho. This has been the Brother
Podcast. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Well, this has been the Brothers Podcast. I'm Mar. Y'all, Andre, y'all.
Hello.
Jay is back there.
Hello.
y'all pray for him. Y'all send up a prayer. Y'all send up a prayer for him, please.
Ooh, like, only please. If you can pray. If you can't pray, don't you pray for me. I'll smack the piss out of you. Yeah. If Jesus don't know your voice, don't you pray for me.
Don't know your voice.
Jesus ain't never heard from you in your life. He'd be like, dear Lord. He'd be like, who the hell is this? Don't you pray for me. Don't you pray for me. If your idea of prayer is putting my name in an ice cube, don't you pray for me.
Ooh. That's putting you on ice, bro.
Don't pray for me. Mm-mm. you can't let everybody pray for you. People, that's why church people get betrayed so much, because y'all asking too many people to pray for you. Pray for yourself.
And then tell your business.
Telling
your business.
They be in the altar praying, telling your business in the altar. And Father, we ask that you bless Brother Antoine, because you know, Father, he's incompetent right now, and he going to need to be able to keep his wife because she's sleeping with the deacon. Father, we ask that.
Did you say incompetent?
I said he was dumb. He's not understanding right now. I didn't say that he couldn't get it up. I said he was incompetent. I know what I said. He not understanding that his wife is a hoe. That's why cheating on me, because you dumb as hell. That's why. That's why she's sleeping with Deacon Fred, because he controlled the money to the church.
You is dumb.
All right. This has been a Brother Podcast. I'm saying we this has been a Brother Podcast. I have enjoyed tonight's topic. I hope you have enjoyed tonight's topic. We know Dre has. Enjoy tonight's topic. We know he has.
We gonna miss y'all.
We gonna miss y'all. But we'll be back. I promise y'all.
We'll
be back though. I promise y'all.
Y'all pray for
us. We'll be alright, y'all.
It's gonna be a whole 5 weeks. Check us out on Facebook. Let us know what type of topic y'all would like for us to cover. And remember, no topic is too uninteresting for us. That's all I'm going to say. We will do the topic that y'all will be like, they won't do that topic because they belong. They go to the church.
You don't know what topic it is.
So I really want y'all to throw some craziness at us that y'all just feel like it should be discussed, but y'all really think the church is scared to discuss it, because this church right here, we like that type of discussion.
Yeah, we like that. Dang.
We don't shy away from that.
All right. Y'all ready for season 3? Because we're ready for season 3.
We'll see y'all in season 3.
We'll see y'all in season 3.